Be still and cool in thy own mind and spirit from thy own thoughts, and then thou wilt feel the principle of God.
Chapter 3, Section J, Knowing Christ in Us. George Fox described a confrontation with a priest. He wrote, "The priest took for his text the words of Peter, quote, 'We have a more sure word of prophecy whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts,' unquote." And then the priest told the people that this word of prophecy was the scriptures, by which they were to try all doctrines, religions, and opinions. Now the Lord's power was so mighty upon me and so strong in me that I could not hold, but was made to cry out and say, 'Oh no, it's not the scriptures.' I told them what it was, namely the Holy Spirit by which the holy men of God gave forth the scriptures, whereby opinions, religions, judgments were to be tried. For it led into all truth, and gave the knowledge of all truth. The Jews had the scriptures, and yet resisted the Holy Ghost, and rejected Christ, the bright morning star. They persecuted Christ and his apostles, and took upon them to try their doctrines by the scriptures, but they erred in judgment, and did not try them aright, because they tried them without the Holy Ghost." In his journal, Fox reported how he explained his mission to those gathered in a churchyard, which he referred to as a steeplehouse yard. Fox wrote, "I was sent by the Lord God of heaven and earth to preach freely and to bring people off from these outward temples made with hands, which God dwelleth not in, that they might know their bodies to become the temple of God's and of Christ, and to draw people off from all their superstitious ceremonies, Jewish and heathen customs, traditions, and doctrines of men, and from all the world's hiring teachers that take tithes and great wages, preaching for hire and divining for money, whom God in Christ never sent, as they themselves confess when they say they never heard God nor Christ's voice. I exhorted the people to come off from all these things, directing them to the Spirit and grace of God in themselves and to the light of Jesus in their own hearts, that they might come to know Christ, their free teacher, to bring them salvation and to open the scriptures to them. Thus the Lord gave me a good opportunity to open things largely unto them. All was quiet, and many were convinced. Blessed be the Lord."
Be still and cool in thy own mind and spirit from thy own thoughts, and then thou wilt feel the principle of God to turn thy mind to the Lord God, whereby thou wilt receive God's strength and power from whence life comes, whereby thou wilt receive God's strength to allay all blustering storms and tempests.
This podcast has presented a portion of the book Traditional Quaker Christianity. The book was assembled and edited by Terry Wallace, Jack and Susan Smith, and Arthur Burke. It was read by Chip Thomas, and the audio edited by the same. The music was provided by Paulette Meyer. Paulette's music is available at paulettemeyer.com.